The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the people in the synagogue at Nazareth, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet. Yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Today, Jesus returns to his hometown of Nazareth. The people, by this time in his hometown, would have heard all about his miracles that he'd performed throughout his travels so far. And so when his townsmen saw him that day in the synagogue, they expected him to perform the same miracles that he had performed elsewhere. But also, even more than that, they would have expected something much greater, the greatest miracle he could perform. Because after all, they knew him. They grew up with him. They saw him grow up from a child to full-grown man. So obviously, they deserved much better than any of the other towns that he had visited. How disappointed they were when Christ did not perform for them. Because he's not just some magical being that is there to enact our every whim and desire and to perform for us. That's not who Christ is. That's not how we can treat him. He refused to perform the miracles, citing Old Testament stories that demonstrate that one's heart must be properly disposed for any miracle to even do its work. And theirs were not. Their hearts were not ready. They were not ready. They wanted Christ to perform, but they didn't want him. They didn't care who he was. And the response he gives to his townsmen so wounds their pride that they are prepared to kill him for it. They led him to the top of the brow of the hill, ready to just toss him headlong into the valley below, into the ditch below, and put him to death. So they went from being super excited to see Christ to, "Oh, you won't perform for us? Then get out of here. We're going to kill you." My brothers and sisters, the entire scene in today's gospel is a lesson for us about understanding Christ. We can only truly understand him from a place of humility when we are genuinely prepared and resolved to make ourselves available to him. Humility. It's not something we talk about too often in the world these days. Being humble. We think, oh, we need to build our own kingdom, build our own wealth, build our own foundation so that we can become powerful and rich and have everything and rule everything in the world. That's what the world tells us is good. But that's not what Christ tells us is good. That's not what Christ tells us is worthwhile. And it takes humility to understand and accept that.